COVID led me to New Hampshire. My head, heart, and soul were ready, but the pandemic catalyzed action. And after a three-year fast and slow transformation, I moved to Laconia this past year. Many years ago, my mom gave me a painted wood slab that reads, "This is where I belong." Maybe because I moved around a lot. I've hung it in every place I've lived, east and west, city and country, and I felt that. I sought out the best I could find in each location, nature or culture, and hopefully a small circle of friends for companionship and adventure. I established just enough belonging to support my independent life of ventures and adventures, but it was not until I found the Lake Region and Laconia that I truly felt home. It is more adventures than time allows, four seasons and plenty of culture and arts to satisfy a curious soul. But it's the people, kind and caring, with no expectation of reciprocity, with real skills, the diggers, the builders, and maintainers that can holistically create and sustain communities through their talent, will, and care. I never experienced people doing and caring in this way. People who aspire to a quality of life through paved roads, restored theaters, live music, and child's play in the majesty of mountains and lakes. People who see the inside of others and focus on what will delight them rather than showy performance or false presentation. Genuine and sincere, they're a special kind of humanity. And it's a superpower that drove me from New York City's metropolitan area on Christmas Day 2022 with a purpose to stay the winter in peace and beauty as I plan the next place and pursuit. It served as a natural detox and revelation to me that the past roles, identities, and contributions I had done didn't really make a big difference. And this community, in this time, offered a new possibility to care and contribute. My life just before COVID was a thrill and challenge of multiple business ventures with smart teams advancing innovation, but we were myopically focused on the future, growth and scale. My life during COVID, with its mandated isolation, brought reflection and some rumination about, have I made a difference to others, to communities? Not enough. So I started to unwind my obligations to companies, spent as much time with amazing elderly parents in the company of generous and loving siblings, and tightened the circle of family during the most uncertain time of our lives. My post-pandemic life and reality is here in the Lake Region of New Hampshire, not starting over, but building on all that I was given and all that I've learned. I'd like to make a difference in a community of demonstrated possibility. I'm better for my family by living apart from them. They've always understood that. And they'll continue to welcome me with open arms when I return. They now see and celebrate a happier me. No longer will it be the work that I do, company successes, or exciting New York City lifestyle. It's greeting the people on the street, shaking hands with neighbors, joining clubs, associations, and even going to town meetings to support and build this community with people I still hardly know, but know enough that I'm a better person if I stay here. Maybe I finally found home.